Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Southern California Public Radio for a moment because reporter Sandin Totten has some new, much younger co-hosts.
You're listening to Brains On,
where we're serious about being curious.
Sandin Totten is the co-creator and producer of the Brains On podcast for kids. He features kids who ask and answer the burning questions that they have about the world around them. Now, the Brains On podcast is gaining popularity at a time when screens and video entertainment dominate so much of what's on offer for kids. And Totten says that kids are actually a much more patient and focused audience than their parents.
Kids, they're good at listening. They love stories. So we thought we would take a stab at making a show that spoke to kids, but, you know, maybe still had that kind of public radio coolness, that public radio smarts to it. And that's when we came up with Brains On. And at first, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just going to make a show for kids, but we thought about how, you know, you always meet these kids who are obsessed with certain topics, whether it's like the spacecraft in Star Wars or dinosaur bones or insect varieties, and they're like mini experts. Well, we thought if we could get those kids in front of a microphone, they could basically lecture everybody about the topic they love, and it would be fun, informative radio.
You know, Sandin, it's one thing for you and me to sit here and talk about Brains On. I thought it was probably important to bring in some audience members, maybe your target audience for a say here. This is Slater. He's 8, and he listens to Brains On.
I learned how thunder works. It works like two clouds of moisture. They like combine together and create a sound, and sometimes even makes lightning. The friction between those two clouds actually is the one that makes a lightning, and there's, you know, all those atoms, like negative and positive atoms, that all make up the lightning and the thunder.
Sandin, Slater is my nephew. He lives in Los Angeles. Sounds like you're getting through to him.
That's amazing. Wow. He figured out, he picked up all that from our show?
Yeah, he did. And now, listen, Slater has a twin sister named Zari, and the doctrine of equal time when you have twins is inviolate. So here's another listener, Zari, my niece.
One of the things I like about Brains On is that it always answers my questions. Like, how come I can't tickle myself? When my mom or dad tries to tickle me, it always works. But when I try to tickle myself, it never works. It's been a mystery to me for a long time.
So, Sandin, Zari is one of the little kids who has questions about stuff like this and seems to have gotten them answered by you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. First of all, high fives to both Slater and Zari. That was awesome. We're so glad you guys are listening and learning. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of where the show ended up going. We realized that kids are full of these questions that I think a lot of parents, after hearing them a million times, you know, why is the sky blue? Why can't I tickle myself? Why is the praying mantis stand like that? You know, what happened to dinosaurs? Why do birds fly? Blah, blah, blah. It just, at some point, parents kind of get frustrated and they start saying, I don't know. But, you know, we thought we could take those questions, and they're all actually rooted in science. These are questions at the heart of our universe sometimes. And so we started tackling them. But I mean, the best part is we get questions from kids like Slater and Zari and hundreds of others who write to us and say, hey, we want to know about the world. And all we got to do is like pick our favorite questions and then get scientists to help answer them. And boom, you know, fascinating show driven by natural curiosity. And, you know, the nice thing about it, you know, in my day job when I'm not doing Brains On, I'm a science reporter for Southern California Public Radio. And I've got to talk to scientists all the time. And usually when I interview them about something and I ask them a question like, what is El Nino? I'll get this really convoluted answer that's like, oh, this part of the ocean that we call Nino 3.4 heats up 2 degrees above average, and that creates a climate pattern, blah, blah, blah. But then you have a kid ask the same question, and suddenly these scientists turn into great explainers, and they're like, well, you know, El Nino is basically a weather phenomenon that happens when part of the ocean gets really hot, and it messes with all the different wind patterns and sends storms to places they normally wouldn't be. And the secret is, when scientists explain things to kids, I suddenly get it too. So they're kind of like our secret weapon. We can get scientists to really explain things in a clear manner. We just have to, you know, put a microphone in the hand of a 10-year-old and have them do the interview.
Well, there are kids podcasts out there, but the implicit question here is, why aren't there more podcasts like yours or storytelling podcasts where kids can get into a story, even if it's not, you know, a whole novel or a young person's novel?
Yeah, we've thought a lot about this and tried to figure out why we're kind of, you know, pretty lonely on this playing field of kids' audio content. And I've heard a lot of theories. Like, one is the kind of advertising ick factor, you know, that like to make a podcast successful, at some point you have to get underwriters. But a lot of people feel kind of uneasy about having advertisers target their kids. So there might not be a lot of profit margin for podcasters if they want to go into that area without, you know, alienating their audience. Also, kids don't control the radio. They don't drive. So, you know, it's not really been in programmers' minds to think about a 10-year-old turning on the radio. They just go to TV, or in the car, you know, it's the parents who switch to the dial.
So talk about the competition a little bit. What are some of your favorites apart from Brains On?
Oh, man. Okay, so there's some good ones. There's a podcast called Tumble, which is also a science podcast for kids, and they focus a lot more on kind of how discoveries are made and scientific breakthroughs. So that's really fun. I love Story Pirates. This is one where they have kids write some really amazing stories, and then they have you know, comedians and actors act them out and turn them into little radio plays. And you can imagine when a kid is behind the wheel of a story, it's going to go to some amazing places. That one's definitely worth checking out. There's another one called The Show About Science, which is actually hosted by a 5-year-old named Nate, who's kind of my hero because he like interviews all these scientists, and you think like, oh, man, you know, how can a 5-year-old be a good interviewer? But watch out, Todd. They're actually really good at it. And you know, they've got this natural cute factor going for them that just makes that show unspeakably fun.
Sandin Totten, talk about the screen for a moment. A lot of parents read the research. They read the recommendations from the pediatricians that say limit screen time. Don't expose your kids, especially when they're very young, to too much screen time. Obviously, you know, you're making a pitch that a podcast is a good alternative to that. But how can parents think through the media exposure that their kids are getting, do you think?
I hear what you're saying, Todd, and here's my pitch. Screens, yeah, there's a lot of issues around them and certainly cause for alarm when we know that more and more screens are ending up in hands really young, and everything's a screen these days, from your phone to your tablet to your computer to your TV. The great thing about podcasts is you can use them just in the same way you would use a screen. You know, when you wanted to distract a kid, maybe in a car drive or while they're waiting for you to get out of a doctor's appointment. But it's going to engage their imagination. So they don't have anything to stare at. Their retinas aren't going to burn out. And they're going to be sitting there thinking and picturing and dreaming in the same kind of way you do when you're reading a book, especially if the podcast, you know, has got a lot of sort of production or maybe has a lot of storytelling value to it. And that's going to engage them mentally, going to get them thinking. And it's also something you can do, say if you're shuttling your kids around between soccer practice and stuff, you can turn on a podcast, you guys can listen to it together, and then you can both talk about it. Whereas if you just hand them your phone and say, hey, look at Elmo on YouTube, you're going to have no idea what they were watching, no idea if they surfed off to something else, and then you can't really follow up with them. So that's my pitch. I think podcasts are great for road trips especially.
Sandin Totten is co-creator, producer, and sometimes the host of the Brains On podcast. Sandin, thanks so much.
No problem.